Plans to build the UK's first nuclear power plant in a generation have been delayed by the British government, hours after the French energy company EDF agreed to go ahead with it. The new British Business Secretary, Greg Clark, said he wanted to carefully consider the project before backing it. John Moylan reports.
Meeting in Paris, EDF's board voted by 10-7 to approve the plant, which could usher in a new nuclear era for Britain. But in a surprise move, the financial contract between the firm and the government won't now be signed until at least the autumn. Government sources deny that ministers are having second thoughts. They say that with new leadership in the country, it's right that time is taken to consider the huge project. But having already suffered from years of setbacks, this is another unexpected delay. And in the wake of the referendum vote, it's a move that sends mixed signals about Britain being open for business.
Indonesian officials say the executions of four prisoners sentenced to death for drug offences have been carried out. The three Nigerians and an Indonesian were shot on the Nusa Kambangan prison island. Jessica McCallan reports.
Earlier this week, Indonesia's Attorney General said 14 people would be executed for drug offences, but so far only four have faced the firing squad. Officials did not say whether the 10 others, who include nationals from Pakistan, India and Zimbabwe, as well as Indonesians, were spared, or whether they would be executed at a later date. Relatives, foreign governments, the United Nations and rights groups had urged the Indonesian authorities to spare the prisoners' lives. But the government says tough sentences are necessary to deter drug trafficking.
A news magazine in France says it's heard voice recordings made by Adèle Carmiche, one of the two attackers who killed an elderly priest on Tuesday. The messages, justifying what Carmiche planned to do, were sent via a messaging service which is encrypted and were not picked up by French intelligence services. Hillary Clinton will address the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia in a few hours' time, setting out her vision for the presidency. Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
Hillary Clinton's had an incredible setup, celebrated by a stellar cast of celebrities and strongly endorsed by powerful political figures, including President Obama. But this will be her moment. The stakes are high. She's in a tight race with the Republican candidate Donald Trump, and many voters don't like or trust her. Mrs. Clinton will also need to convince people she can bring about change and at the same time carry on the legacy of President Obama. She'll repeat his optimistic view of the United States, contrasting that with Mr. Trump's message of a country in crisis. Aides say she will highlight the path of division laid out by Republicans and draw on her campaign theme, Stronger Together.
World News from the BBC. The wife of the US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, Melania, has deleted her website after US media speculated over the accuracy of some of her claims. Laura Bicker has the story.
The US media questioned whether the wife of the Republican nominee for president had a degree in architecture from a university in Slovenia, as her online biography stated. They got no response. Instead, her website disappeared. In a rare tweet, she said that the site was created in 2012 and has been removed because it does not accurately reflect her current business and professional interests. Last week, a staff member from the Donald Trump campaign had to apologise for taking remarks by Michelle Obama and using them in Melania Trump's speech to the Republican convention.
The former investment banker and World Bank economist Pedro Pablo Kuczynski has been sworn in as Peru's new president. Mr. Kuczynski said he longed for Peru to be a more modern, just and equal country in 5 years' time. Peru's economy has seen impressive growth in the last few years, but a large number of Peruvians still live in poverty and many towns lack basic services. The authorities in the Cayman Islands in the Caribbean have begun releasing genetically modified mosquitoes in a bid to control the Zika virus. The plan is to release millions of genetically modified males that don't bite and will mate with females to produce offspring that die before reaching adulthood. The government of Norway is considering altering its border with Finland to give it a new highest mountain. It would also mark 100 years since Finland's independence from Russia. Currently, Finland's highest point is 1,324 metres above sea level, a mountain spur known as Hjaltåsåkka. But the peak of the mountain, just 7 metres higher, is in Norway. A border move of only 40 metres would give the peak to Finland. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。